This is KUT. Capital Metro voted Monday to move forward with Project Connect. The next steps are deciding who will govern it and where the funding will come from. The City of Austin and Capital Metro are both major players. KUT's Joy Diaz reports that while Project Connect moved a step forward, there was a push to take a step back.
After dozens of public meetings and no shortage of criticism from the public, Project Connect arrived at a proposed route for its urban rail that would go from Riverside to Highland Mall. Cap Metro's board chair, Mike Martinez, asked for analysis on a whole new route from Austin-Bergstrom International to UT. Cap Metro board member Ann Stafford asked Martinez to give his proposal more thought.
It has not been vetted publicly. I support the idea. Sure. I think it's a great idea.
But it's an idea that has yet to receive public input. Still, Martinez believes his route could bring more bang for the project's buck. It would be cheaper and longer, an 11-mile route versus the currently proposed 9.5. And it would have more funding sources because ABIA could pitch in. Kyle Cahey, Project Connect's lead, says going to the airport is a good idea, just not now.
We've looked at other cities that have served airports, Salt Lake being one, Minneapolis, St. Paul. They're typically second or third type projects. It's not usually your first project.
Cap Metro agreed to put the airport on the back burner and to continue moving ahead with the project as it is. The City of Austin also votes this week on whether to proceed with the project. Joy Diaz, KUT News.